cut the allocation in half by one of the leading commercial banks in the country overnight is just very much unfounded. And of course, for the authorities to come out there and, whether it's intentional or not, scapegoat the SMEs in this manner, identifying them as fueling our forex issues, we need to really be careful that we don't lose sight of what the leakages really are. There are much more substantial leakages out there, like the transfer pricing, other issues like trade misinvoicing. You have businesses that are hoarding cash forex in foreign accounts.